Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit, I'm making the way, and by my spirit, you'll begin to rejoice. voice and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah! Give the Lord a shout.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godzilla 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and yes, I'm back again today with the prophecy that I told you I was hearing. So join me in the, King James Version Bible. I opened right to this. 2 Peter chapter 3, let's do verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. All right, I already have the Holy Spirit all over me. Okay, now this is really long. Now, I know when I was getting the scriptures for it, I was like, what? So I got this again this morning when I was praying. I'm going to say, I started getting in the 6 to 7 o'clock a.m. range. Now, today is July 11th, 2021. Daughter, speak to the multitude. I am not slack. I have delayed and have been patient because I want none to perish. Because man has not seen judgment for his sin, he has grown more evil. Abominations, more evil. Crimes against the homeless and elderly, more brutal. Crimes against his children and children of others, more heinous. Evil thoughts continuously. Every man will stand before me and answer for his for this behavior, every word, every deed. My judgment comes with fire. You have been given my written word to study. You have been given my commandments and statutes. Many have heard my warnings and have heeded the warning and prepared for the coming apocalypse. I have poured out my spirit on both young and old, both male and female. I have shown you what is coming and what will be in dreams and visions. These events that I have revealed will come to pass exactly as was shown to my messengers and prophets. I will close the mouths of the liars, false dreamers, and false prophets. I have not sent them. They cause division and confusion in my body. They lead many away from my truth and my will. They have made a mockery of my spiritual gifts, using them as entertainment and a money-making tool. What an evil, wicked people. They do not help the needy and the poor. They store up treasures on earth. I do not know them. I will expose them for who they are, workers of iniquity. Once again, I will turn over the money changer tables in my house. Whoa! I will silence those speaking another gospel. Judgments begin in the house of God. I love my children, I will purify and refine them in the furnace of affliction. I am not slack. I am at your door knocking. The great burning is at hand. Repent and follow me. I am the lamb that was slain. I am the only way to the Father. Let no man deceive you. Whoa, how about that? If you don't know him, you better start running around. And I mean that absolutely seriously here. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You have to know his word. He said he gave it to us to study. You have to read the Bible front to back. I'm going to keep saying this until it's my last breath. I'll be laying on the floor. The camera will be flipped over of me on the floor saying, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. This is how serious this is. He wouldn't keep on giving this over and over and over, not to just me. Now, I've had three confirmations already on this prophecy. It's going to come right down to the wire. You're going to have to choose a good or evil. You're going to have to decide what you want to do and where you're going to go. It's happening. It's not going away. You heard the whole thing. Listen to it again, and I hope somebody puts the translations all over there. Read it again a few times, more than once. Let it sink in. See, now, if I was in better shape, I would print this off, and I would put this on every door of my condo. They would probably think I was nuts, but I don't care. This is how important and urgent this message is. Over and over and over, he's telling us the same thing. Let's look at it again. I know there's a few things that made my hair stand up as I was getting it. Oh, this part. This is for those, what do they call them now? Prosperity. As soon as I got this, I know this was for those prosperity churches, those mega churches all over the TV. And I've seen false YouTube people doing the same thing. When he's talking about, they've made a mockery, this, of my spiritual gifts, using them for as entertainment and money-making tools. Now, I remember years ago, and I told you this, when I would be painting or stenciling or something, I would have the TV on, and I'd be on the top of the ladder listening to some of these prosperity people to see what they had to say. And I just thought, when he brought this to my attention, there was a man on there, I'm not going to say his name, I don't like to do that, but he used to go ahead and have people come up that were sick and stand by him. And then he'd tap on them, and they'd tip over on the floor, and then stand up like they were all better. I was like, oh, no. You knew it was fake. It was blatantly fake. You could tell, absolutely. Same thing with these other people. Again, I'm not going to say who they are. I'm sure you know exactly who I'm talking about. The other gentleman, I actually have a prophecy out there, actually, to him. I'm holding up his Bible, saying, things are going to be great. You're going to be having a blessing of money and all this other stuff. Yes, that's not how it works. His plan is not that you have a blessing of money and all this other stuff. His plan is that you help other people. And what does he say in here about the money? He says right in here, where is it? If I could find it, you're storing up treasure on earth. Where is it? Da-da-da-da-da. You'll answer before me for your behavior. Poor earth spirit. Okay, can't find it, but I know it's in here. That you're storing up treasure on earth. That is not his plan. Oh, here it is. They store up treasures on earth. I do not know them. Imagine standing before the Lord with your 10 airplanes and your zillions of dollars in the bank. And he says you stored up treasures on earth. Where's your heavenly treasure? Where is it? You don't have any. It's you. Is he talking to you in any of these things? Whenever I get a prophecy like this, I sit there and I examine myself. I go through every sentence and I say, am I doing this? Is this for me? Because people don't want to think it's for them. That's why he's having me say it by my mouth and that you hear it with your ears. He wants you to think about it. Is it for you? Every single one of the prophecy messages, I did the same thing over. I go through every sentence, and I want you to do this. This is how you test the spirits and know what's going on. He will give you discernment. That's why I said I have three confirmations already on this. The horrible thing is, again, what I went back to again was, the people saying, I saw a few of these that are like, what? Making of prophecy messages. As soon as the word came out of their mouth, I knew it wasn't from God. It was ridiculous. Discerning of spirits said, shut it off. I didn't even want to see anymore. I felt dirty after listening to it. You should too. God gives you the spirit of discernment. He wants you to know him. He wants you to have a wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. This is what he wants. He doesn't want you watching this nonsense on TV, these fake preachers that are telling you that no one's going to hell, everything's great, you're going to be fine, we're going to have a big party up in heaven. That is not him. If they're preaching that, they're preaching another gospel. It's not his gospel. And he says right in there, they're preaching another gospel. I have another prophecy out there. Yes, it's the gospel of, what did he call it? Devils and demons. That's what he called it. Same thing, the prosperity gospel. Nowhere ever does it say that you're going to be having a zillion dollars and be having a grand old time down here. You're not here for that reason. If you think you are, you're sadly mistaken. He gives you a purpose in your life. He makes you go through things, trials, tests, and he says right in there, the furnace of affliction, you're refined and purified. Every single thing you're going through right now is for a reason. If you're having a bad day, if somebody in the sick family is sick or having some sort of issue, you're going through that for a reason. You're supposed to learn from these things. These are the lessons he's teaching you. I told you my lesson in patience. 10 years I sit there waiting for an answer. Maybe I shouldn't have prayed for patience. This is what he does. This is how he teaches you. Just now, when you're done with this prophecy or this message listening to me, you might sit there for 5 minutes and think about it. Think about your life. Examine yourself. Do you know the Lord? If he comes tonight and today's your last breath, are you going with him if he comes for you? Are you? Are you going to heaven? Are you going to spend eternity with him? Will you? If he asks you or says to you, well, you know, Barbara, you're 60 years old. How many times did you read my book? Did you read my book? Can you answer him if he says that to you? Can you? He's going to ask you. He's going to ask you. He's going to say, remember when you heard a part of that prophecy that you didn't understand? That was for you. Did you Google it? Did you research it? Did you study it? Did you get books? That was for you. You're going to stand before him. I could just give you a little taste of maybe what some of the questions might be like. You're not going to get away with anything. He sees everything you do. He's seen every abomination. What else did he say in here that made my hair stand up? About the elderly. Oh, okay, this. I know exactly what this was when he said it, because I remember seeing it. Crimes against his children. Crimes against, homeless and elderly. I saw some videos that were shocking of people out there and what was happening. Crimes against children and children and the children of others. And I saw this. I'm going to just say this. And I don't want to relate it with anything. Years ago when my son was about 6, and he was he didn't have attention deficit disorder, but there was something not right. And it turned out he had bipolar disorder. He had mood swings. He was very moody. So he was interested in playing when he was watching cartoons with karate. So I thought, that might be a good idea to get him involved in something like that. So I did it. So I took him to the karate studio a few times, maybe 2 or 3 times. I watched the kids doing whatever they were doing. Then I'd come back. I'd leave sometimes, maybe run to the store, and then come back and pick him up when it was done. So I'm looking at the local news because I don't have newspaper or TV. I'm looking at the local news on Facebook. I'm clicking down, scrolling down, and I see a picture of a guy. That guy looks familiar. Read underneath. Oh, no. This guy is the local guy who had a karate studio. Oh, no, worse. Yes, and he was molesting children. He was just arrested for how many counts of molestation? Imagine this. I almost fell off of my chair when I was like, oh, no. So then I'm thinking about what went on with Joseph at the karate. Oh, Mommy, I don't think I want to go anymore. I don't think I really like it. Thank God he wasn't gone there much. I think we maybe only had a few visits, maybe a month or so. Can you imagine this, saying this? I don't know who saved him. The Lord had to give one of us, either him or me, an idea of what was happening. But I say the Lord saved him from potentially something bad. He's like, I don't know if I want to go. I'm like, I already paid for it. You know, working hard, 10 hours a day. I didn't have a lot of money. All right. Okay. Imagine that. Imagine the thoughts going through the minds of all the other moms that had their kids in that karate place. I know how I felt. I was like, oh, no. So think about these things. Think about what's going on when you put the news on and watch around what's happening in our country. He's not going to let it go on. And again, this. The great burning is at hand. The great burning is at hand. I have two other videos I just reposted. One is, I think it's almost the same exact thing. I listened to both of them about the same thing as this, two other ones that I had. This is the third. Confirmation. Please get straightened out. Today could be your last breath. Tonight could be your last night. The thing said, everybody that died today had a plan for tomorrow. Don't let that be you and you die without knowing Jesus Christ. You have to have a personal relationship with him and you have to be born again to enter the kingdom. Please do what you need to do. Get a Bible, read it front and back, join a Bible study group. All right, don't want to keep on going on that, but you get the point here. Whenever I'm getting a prophecy, I always pray and say, what do you want me to speak? Is there anything I need to see? And then the other thing in there is it talks about the dreams and visions that are going to come true, exactly how he gave them, how they were revealed. Well, I know some of them that I saw. I closed my eyes. I tried to escape from it. They were so horrifying. Don't be left behind here. Call on Jesus now. Get to know him and have a plan with him. He's our Savior. He's here for this reason. This is why he's delaying. He's waiting maybe for you. You understand? All right, I'm going on and on, but you need to hear this. So repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in Acts 2:30.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube channel. Today is July the 13th of 2021. The word I'd like to release to you today piggybacks on the word released yesterday, as it seems the Lord is sharing his heart about the times that we are living in. But so that those who may find these messages confusing regarding where we are on God's timeline of events, I would like to clarify my understanding of the order of end time events. Not that my understanding would dictate, but as I have pondered the words the Lord has given me, I've tried to put the puzzle together in my own mind. I think we can all agree that we are living in the end times, that the stage is being set, not just for the Lord's return, but for the time of the tribulation and the revealing of the Antichrist. I think most of us have a sense that we are in the preliminary stages of these events taking place, and the speed at which these events are taking place is escalating. If you ask me where I think we are on God's timeline of events, I would say that we are at the end of the church era and that we are beginning to experience the last event of the church age before we are raptured. And that event is the harvest. Once the harvest is brought in, I believe the Lord will rapture his church. And this is prior to the great tribulation. During that time, I believe the church is experiencing the marriage supper of the Lamb. After the seven-year period of the tribulation, I believe that we will return with the Lord to fight the battle of Armageddon, where all the wicked on the earth are destroyed, which, by the way, I believe, according to Scripture, is quickly accomplished. And then the Lord Jesus will set up his reign upon the earth for 1,000 years, known as the millennial reign of Christ, and that we will reign and rule with him. I understand there are many different positions on when the rapture will take place. But my belief and understanding is that it will take place prior to the tribulation. And I believe that the rapture could take place any time, that the signs of the times we are living in are assuring us that the time of the Lord's return is soon. And just as the flood destroyed the earth in Noah's day, the judgment and wrath of God is ready to be poured out because mankind has pushed its limits to excel in its sinful nature. We just have to look at the advancement in technology and the sciences to see how mankind has digressed. We call it advancement, but truly it is a digression. The world is becoming more wicked by the minute, and so we should not be surprised that it would be time for the Lord to step in and to say, that is enough. And so we could ask, what is the positioning of God's people during this time previous to the rapture? And the answer to that is that we are victorious. That isn't going to change. We are overcomers. And this word today will encourage you that God has you in his hands and he is taking you into your destiny. These are glorious days for the Church of Jesus Christ. I'll begin reading scripture, Revelation 17, 12 through 14. The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. This scripture speaks of the Antichrist and the war that he wages against the Lord. And to my understanding, that becomes the Battle of Armageddon. What's interesting here is that the Antichrist is given power and authority for 1 hour. And we know that God's definition of time is different than ours. And yet, this scripture encourages us that this battle will not be long and drawn out, that Jesus is able to triumph over the enemy quickly and victoriously. This scripture too enlightens us to the fact that we will be in this battle with him, triumphing with him. Revelation 21, verses 2 through 4. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, Behold, God's dwelling is with people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away from them every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, neither will there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things have passed away. I believe this scripture refers to the millennial reign of Christ and the establishment of God's kingdom in its fullness upon the earth. So if we look at both of these scripture references together, we can be encouraged that the emphasis is not on the Battle of Armageddon, but on the victory of God over sin as he establishes a new sinless society upon the earth and fulfills his plan of redemption. I'll begin reading the word. Trying times are coming, times of famine in the land, but I am positioning my elect as overcomers who have learned that their dependency is not on the things the world has to offer, but on me, says the Lord. They have learned to look to me for all their needs. They have discovered that I am the source that never dries up. How I have waited for a people to call my own, a people brought through the refining fire and coming out as pure gold. How long I have waited for the time when my name will be made manifest in the earth through earthen vessels, when my people have no other gods before me, but cling to me as their only hope. What a day this is! I will lead my beloved into the wealth of nations, into the streams of living waters, into the full spectrum of my glory, because they are not conformed to the world and its ways, but have been transformed by my spirit into living epistles to be read by all. I will move you forward on and into your destiny. I have so much planned for you, so much is yet in store. Do not doubt that I would heal you and provide for you. I have a plan that cannot be comprehended by men, says the Lord. I am moving my own into positions of authority and bathing them in my presence and glory. The world will stand.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. 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 Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name. Praise your name, Yeshua. Okay, people can hear me. Thank you, Sister Luna. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Give me just 1 minute here, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Yeshua. Praise your name. Welcome to the Lord's hour, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome. Hour. You can hear me well, right? Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give me a thumbs up. If you can hear me very well, praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Yeshua. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, welcome. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Welcome to the Lord's hour. May God bless you. May God bless everyone. Sister Luna, Brother Will, Lori, Consuelo, Sister Consuelo, hallelujah. May God bless you. Hallelujah. And everyone who's listening on the phones, in the computer, everywhere, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. And God is still bringing souls. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters. Wow. Many things to talk about. Praise your name. Praise your name. I think right now a lot of brothers and sisters are, please don't lose faith. Some brothers and sisters are losing faith, are losing hope. Some brothers and sisters are going to trials right now and testing their faith. That is testing their faith. Endure. Yes, that's my message tonight. To endure. Be patient. Be patient for the Lord's return. Do not be left behind. Do not be left behind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God does not want no one to perish. Hallelujah. But you. To go to heaven and be with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And he, the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, give an opportunity and to another opportunity and so many opportunities. Hallelujah. To reach people out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's our God. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. We're going to start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, forgive me, Jesus, all of my sins. Lord, cleanse me, Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord, from head to toe, my soul, my spirit, my beings, hallelujah, my subscriptions, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me totally, Lord Jesus, with your holy and mighty blood, Lord. I am here, Lord Jesus, in front of you, in your temple, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Cleanse me, Lord. Wash my sins away, my Lord. Hallelujah. Because we all sin, my Lord. But your grace, Lord Jesus, is sufficient, my Lord. Cleanse us all, Lord Jesus. Everyone who's here in the Lord's hour, cleanse us all. Hallelujah. Our mind, our soul, and our spirit, Lord. Watch our sins away. Keep us holy, Lord. Keep us holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep us clean, Jesus. And cleanse us, Lord Jesus, from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us, Lord, from all unrighteousness. Holy Spirit, take charge of our protection. Every listener, everyone who's here listening, Lord Jesus, to your word. Lord Jesus, protect us all with your mighty blood. Hallelujah. Everyone who's listening here, in the air, in the computer, on the phones, in the chat room, everywhere, Lord, protect us. Send our angels, my Lord, from your holy throne. From your army, Jesus, send our angels to back us up, Lord, day and night, inside and outside of our house, Lord, God Almighty, and strengthen us, Lord Jesus, our spirit, our soul, Lord, hallelujah, 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 yes, Lord, send your army, Lord Jesus, because we are, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, on the times when good is called, when evil is called good and good is called evil, protect us, Lord Jesus. Protect our mind, protect our family, Lord. Holy Spirit, the judge of all of us family, Jesus. And protect me and my family, Lord, and cover me with your mighty blood, me and my family, and every listener, Lord Jesus. And ministry, Holy Spirit, minister to your people tonight. Minister to your people tonight. Touch their heart, their mind, and soul, Holy Spirit. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, my Lord. It's all about you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our King and our Savior, because you are good, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, my King. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised because you are our King. Hallelujah, and you are our God. Hallelujah, and you deserve to be praised. Hallelujah. Mighty Jesus, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I bind every evil spirit from north, south, east, west, up and down, and we break their powers by the blood of Jesus. We break their powers by the blood of Jesus. We bind every evil spirit, and we send them out to the pit of hell where they came from. In Jesus' name, lock them up, Jesus. Cleanse, Lord Jesus. Cleanse the ear. Deal with them all, Jesus. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan, you and your demons. Cleanse the atmosphere. Cleanse, Lord Jesus. Everywhere around us, Lord, and protect us. And Father God, you're welcome. You're welcome, Jesus, and Holy Spirit into this place. I thank you so much for being here because I already feel your presence, Lord. I praise you. I praise you. And I praise you, Holy Spirit. And thank you, Father God. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for always, always watching over us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a King. You are our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith. Whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Hallelujah. Faith is what Jesus right now wants us to have in this difficult times, in this evil time that is happening right now on earth. My brothers and sisters, be patient. Be patient. The Lord, hallelujah, He will come. He will come. Hallelujah. He's coming, okay? My daughter had a dream. She had a dream 3 days ago. Hallelujah. And her dream was that she was falling asleep on my bed in my bed, and she was dreaming that she lay down on the bed, and then she was dreaming that she heard outside of the window people yelling and screaming, but the yelling and the screaming that she heard, it was very loud. It was like a tribulation sound. It was so loud, but it was not permitted for her to see because she got up. In her dream, she got up. She looked through the window, and she couldn't see, but she heard this loudness, voice screaming, like you know how it is when you know that you're about to die, that screaming, when you know that you're about to die. So people were so afraid, full of fear. When she said, "Mom, I heard them with a lot of fear and a lot of screaming, but I was not allowed to see because an angel was there, and it was not permitted for her to see. That was a tribulation, my brothers and sisters, because we are not permitted. Hallelujah. We're not going to be here. We're not going to be here for the tribulation. Hallelujah. Because God is taking his bride. Amen. And then she said that someone came, I suppose it was an angel, someone came into our bedroom and said to her, "Judgment is already here. Judgment is already here." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. And then Peter heard the tribulation sounds, and it was horrifying. So the message tonight is faith. Faith. And the Lord, hallelujah, wants us to endure. The Lord wants us to be patient until the end, until he comes, because he'll come. And he wants nobody to be left behind. Amen. That's the message. But if you don't want to be left behind, you have to be in complete obedience. You have to obey the Lord. In obedience, the Lord's going to test you. He's going to test you through your obedience, okay? And it depends. It depends on us, my brothers and sisters, if we pass the test. Amen. That's why we need faith. That's why we got to pray for faith. Because some of us have already gone through trials. Some of us have gone through a lot of testing. Some of us already are going through a lot of endurance. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us are being patient enough, and the Lord wants us to continue, hallelujah, to rejoice in our patience. He wants us to continue to be patient, hallelujah, because he's patient enough for all of us, hallelujah, that he doesn't want no one to perish, and that's what the Word of God let us know, hallelujah. And so, because he doesn't want no one to be left behind, my brothers and sisters, and the Lord is going to give you a chance after another chance, and a chance after another chance, okay? So you can make it in the rapture, but don't take things for granted. Do not take things for granted, okay? Because the hour is going to come, hallelujah. The hour is going to come when we least expect it, my brothers and sisters. So we need to be focused. We got to trust in Jesus in this moment. We got to focus on our Lord. Amen. I praise you, Yeshua. I praise you. And we need to persevere. We have to endure. And even if we go to trials, through the events, through testing, we need to persevere until, hallelujah, until the end. And this can only work, hallelujah, through faith. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. Amen? Faith, my brothers and sisters, is something that you are not seeing it. You cannot see. It's something that you don't see. But you believe in your heart. You believe in your heart. Let's say, as I have always have given you a lot of examples through the years in the Lord's hour, faith, my brothers and sisters, As I'm going to give you an example again, one of your sons or your daughters or your cousin or your friend or whoever, your loved ones, amen, come to the Lord yet. But you don't see that person coming. That's not faith. Faith is you already picture that person already praising God. Picture that person coming to Jesus. You, when you picture that, you are believing it. You're putting a seed in your heart. You're already believing it. And when that happens, the Lord will release the miracle. The Lord will do it because he is God and he's faithful to us. There's nothing that God cannot do. God can do everything. My brothers and sisters, all what God wants from us is to have just a little bit of a faith so he can release our blessings, the miracles that they need to be happening with our families. It's all about faith. And if you don't have faith, ask as the word God says and tells us. Hallelujah. Ask and you will receive it. You shall receive it. But faith is, my brothers and sisters, it's believing. It's believing in your heart. Like it is reaping in the word of God. It is reaping in the word of God. And it has to happen because it is reaping in the word of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so if we are not pleasing God, how can God will do things that we, how can we receive our answers through prayers? Hallelujah. And that's why a lot of them are having problems, you know, getting their prayers being answered because their lack of faith. Faith is believing, my brothers and sisters. Like, you know, when Peter was walking above the water, if he just could believe, if he would have believed in his heart that he could have continued to walk and he would have not looked probably down or got distracted to see the left and the right, but continue just to focus and see Jesus' eyes. Because in his mind, see, I'm just saying it this, if he would have just thought that by just walking and looking through Jesus' eyes and believing that he was going to make it until he will touch his hands, he would have done it. The same thing with us. We could do everything, my brothers and sisters, because with God, everything is possible. We just got to have faith. We just got to have faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. And that's what he's looking for. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists. You got to believe that God exists. There's so many of our children, the youth, you know, are believing in all this nonsense and all this garbage in schools because the teachers and the system and the government is already teaching them. Not other type of religions, and they're getting the kids confused. If you got a little bit of money, take your kids out of school, the public schools, and get them to a private school, Christian, evangelicals. Because it's just not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse. And they are making our kids believing in nonsense and in garbage right now. And evolution and many other religions. And that's what Satan is doing to our young people, our beautiful young people. It's so sad, my brothers and sisters. We got to pray. That's why, you know, that's why we're still here. And the Lord is going to, Father God is going to know when, hallelujah, he knows the day and the hour. When is he going to send Jesus to take us home? God is perfect, and he does everything perfect, and he will do it when we least expect it. That's why we need to keep on guard, and we need to obey God, and we have to faith. We have to have faith that God exists. We need to tell our kids, God exists, and that, hallelujah, and that he rewards those who seek him. We got to seek him. We have to seek him. I don't care where you are. If you are in the living room, if you sleep, whatever, in your bedroom or in your living room or whatever you are, you think about it. Think about it. And you got to just pray. Right at that moment, it doesn't matter where you are. Just say it in your mind. Hallelujah. You know, seek the Lord. Have faith, because faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We got to read our Bible. We got to open up those Bibles and read them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name, Yeshua. And our faith is the insurance of things, hope for the conviction of things not seen. See, that's why it is hard for some people. It is difficult for some people, for all of us. Hallelujah, that we cannot see it. And it is difficult for us because we're not seeing it. But it becomes even more powerful when you cannot see, but you already have faith. It is more powerful, let me tell you that. God is going to build your faith according to his will. According to his will. Thank God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Empower my faith according to your will, not my will, but your will. Because God is perfect and God knows it all. God knows exactly what to give you to do with you, because he knows your mind, he knows your heart, he knows your spirit, he knows your soul, he knows who you are, he made you, he created you. And he knows exactly what to give you. And Jesus answered, hallelujah, Mark 11:22-24. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, we're talking about big, big humongous mountain, okay? Mountain. Be taken up and thrown into the sea. And does not doubt in his heart. See, that's the thing. We cannot doubt in our heart. Faith is believing. It comes believing into your heart. Once your heart believes it, then the mind believes it. And then it happens. The miracle happens. But believes that what he says will come to pass, because it is written in the word of God. It is written in the word of God. When something, when you see, the word of God is written in his word. It is powerful. It's beyond powerful. And it will come to pass. Because God is not a liar. He's not a man to lie. He is. He's a truthful God. Everything that is written in his word is true. Who is a liar is Satan. And he's the one who puts that doubt in your heart. And do not let your heart go black. Do not let your heart turn into gray or dark, my brothers and sisters. Because when you lack of faith, and when you lack of obedience and submission, your heart can't start getting. Remember, the word God says, be holy because I am holy. And we got to ask God to purify our heart every single day, because our heart, right here in the heart, is where things, bad things or good things, comes out, my brothers and sisters. And then it comes through our tongue, and the tongue is very powerful. It's either to speak negative or to speak positive. And then it goes to the mind. Once it's set into your mind and into your heart, it goes through your mouth. Whatever's in the heart, it comes through your mouth. Be sincere. Be trustworthy so God can trust you. Be loyal to God. Hallelujah. But believe that what he says will come to pass, and it will be done for you. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayers is the word of God. Believe. Believe that you have received it, and you are going to receive it. Hallelujah. And it will be yours. It will be yours. It is written in the word of God. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, I'm sorry. I've been doing a lot of things. Hallelujah. And continue to pray for us. You know, our pastor, LB, everyone who comes here in the Lord's hour. Amen. My brothers and sisters, it's getting tougher, but that's okay. that's okay. Because that means that God is working in our life. It's getting tougher every day. He's working in our life. He wants a purified bride. He wants a bride to be ready. He wants a bride that is obedience to him. The Lord will test your obedience. The Lord will test your faith. The Lord will test your endurance. And he's already doing it. He's already doing it. He have done it to me. Hallelujah. And I praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast in the trials, says the word of God. For when he has stood, hallelujah, the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And after you have suffered a little while, the God, hallelujah, of all grace, the God Almighty who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ will himself restore, hallelujah, and is strengthening you and will establish you. Say, Lord, strengthen my soul. Strengthen my soul. Strengthen my spirit. Strengthen my spirit, my God. Because it's getting difficult. And it's getting difficult because Satan and his demons are fighting. They're fighting all what they got right now. Because they know. They know. They know. The time is short. So we got to rejoice in hope, hallelujah, and be patient in tribulation. Be patient through testing. Be patient through trials, hallelujah. Be patient in obedience. Be patient, hallelujah, for the king. Because the king, hallelujah, is almost here. And we got to be constant in prayer. Lord, God says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. All we need to do is have peace through all this time, difficult times. In the world, you will have tribulation. The word God says it in John 16:33. He warned us. He already let us know. And we already know. But then the Lord also told us, but take heart. Heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart. I already have been through the same thing that you have been through. Hallelujah. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to men. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. We want to escape. We want to escape from temptation. We want to escape from all this evil. We want to escape from the world. We want to escape from all the pleasures, all what the world is giving us that the enemy is using to tempt us. We gotta escape, and we gotta endure until the end, so we can receive the crown of life. And we have to endure. Hallelujah, through the testing and trials. He's testing us. He's testing our faith. He's testing us, and he's testing our trials. He's testing us, and he's testing our patience. He's testing us because God wants us to purify us. He wants to purify us. He wants to purify us as gold. Fine, very fine. Where God says, be holy because I am holy. Hallelujah. And cleanse us. He's cleansing us. He's cleansing us from all unrighteousness every single day. And count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you meet trials of various kinds. Because, hallelujah, that means that God will give you hope. He will give you more endurance. You will be much stronger for whatever is coming. Through the events that are coming, you'll be ready. You'll be much stronger. Hallelujah. And when you feel that you're weak, you're strong, is the word God tells us. When you're weak, you're strong. So rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in your suffering. Rejoice in your trials. Rejoice, hallelujah, through your testings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, the word God tells us. And the Lord will fight for you. Don't worry. He got you. He got your back. He will fight for you. Hallelujah. And all you need to do is just to be silent, submit to the Lord, and surrender to the Lord, and focus to the Lord, and trust the Lord. Hallelujah. For whatever it comes, hallelujah, if the waves of the ocean, whatever strongest they get, hallelujah, he'll be on your side. And he'll fight for you for whatever it is. If whatever it is, if it comes from the left, it comes from the right, it comes from everywhere, the Lord, hallelujah, he got your back. He will fight for you. He has been with you, hallelujah, all this time. And he will continue to be with you if you are faithful, hallelujah, to him, just like he is faithful to you if you obey him, hallelujah. Praise your name, Yeshua. God is good. God is awesome. Hallelujah. Endurance. More than that, we rejoice. So we have to rejoice in our sufferings. Knowing the sufferings produces endurance is the word of God. Let us know. And endurance what? Endurance what does endurance give us? Endurance produces character. And character produces hope. 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 And it's all part of the obedience. All works through obedience. First, hallelujah, is putting that first. Works like this. You put in first, you have faith. Whew, you got faith, hallelujah. And if you don't have it, ask the Lord to give it to you. God always going to be happy with you. Because the word of God tells us, is please. It's impossible to please God without faith. The word of God let us know. So God works like this. You put in first. You have faith. Be patient. Be patient. Because the Lord was patient for you to get saved. The Lord has been patient to save your family. The Lord has been patient all this year for so many souls to be saved, right? There's been many years. The Lord gave his life for all of us. And so, yes, I know it is hard. Yes, I know it's sad. Yes, I know it gets to the point that, you know, you say, my goodness, we just have to keep continue waiting and continue waiting. Don't think like that. God is going to come when you least expect it. You got to be ready. A lot of things are happening. We already know. We have seen it. We've seen the news. This world is upside down. It's upside down. As Jesus told me, hallelujah, it's just going to get worse because he's coming. He's close. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you, Hebrews 10:36, for you have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. So let's do the will of God. Let's do the will of God. And his will is perfect. His will is, hallelujah, for us to continue to endure, for us to continue to obey him. For us, his will is for us to be patient. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your will, that's why the Lord wants us to pray like this. Let your will be in my life, my Lord. Ask the Lord to hallelujah, to answer you according to his will. Ask the Lord to give you according to his will. Ask the Lord, hallelujah. To show you according to his will. Everything is according to his will. Don't ask, don't say, Lord, I would like a guy with blue eyes. No. is according to his will. Lord, send me someone according to your will. Not according to my will, but according to your will. And maybe he'll send you a humble guy. Or someone that, you know, you don't really see much of that person, because see, our flesh, our weak flesh, what is always looking for is for beauty, and we should not get attracted like that for only for beauty outside, but beauty inside is what is inside, is what is in the heart, but only God knows that. So that's why we have in all of our prayers, according to your will, Jesus, according to your will. That's just an example that I'm giving you. Hallelujah. For by grace you have been saved through faith. See, we were saved by grace. And all this was saved through faith. We were saved through faith. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Everything is connected. Everything is together. Obedience, you know, faith, hallelujah, putting God first. Everything is together. To everything is according to his will. You believe that God is one, James 2:19. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. God is one. Hallelujah. And praise to the living one. Praise to God. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And that's what the Lord wants us, so we can learn how faith works. Because see, if we will see, brothers and sisters, it would have been so easy for us. Everything in life that we take that is easy, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Everything that you have, that it takes time to get it, it lasts and it works. But if you got something that it was so easy for you to get it, you don't appreciate it. You don't value it. Because it was easy to get it. So it's the same thing with faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. That is difficult. But once, hallelujah, we obtain it, no matter what, hallelujah, God is going to test our faith, and no matter what we are going to have to go through. But if we get it, it was difficult to get it, so we're going to appreciate it. And that's why faith becomes even more powerful and bigger, because we appreciate what we got. And it's just, it works. One is you appreciate it, and your faith gets even stronger. Because it was harder to have it. It was very difficult to get it. But once you have it, you already know how to work that out. Because it took you time to process everything. It took you time to work that out. And through that process, you learn. You learn a lot. And through that knowledge, you put it to practice. And you believe it because you already know that faith works. So for we walk by faith and not by sight, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make it straight your path. Say, Lord, hallelujah, make my path straight, Lord. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, cleanse my heart, my Lord. Lord, let me not lean in my own understanding because I would be a fool if I do that. Jesus, I pray that you will help me, Father God, in Jesus' name, that I will not lean on my own understanding, but to lean on your own understanding and seek your will, God. For nothing will be impossible with God, says the word God. Say, Lord, help me to believe. Help me to believe that nothing is impossible for you. Help me to stay, so that I can stay it in my heart and in my thinking and my believing, Lord, in my mind. Praise your name, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Say, Lord, when you give me faith, I pray that it will not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God, because it is your glory, not my glory. My Lord is all about you. It is about the glory of God. It's about you, Jesus. So then you will not become proud. Hallelujah. But humble. I praise you, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, John 3:16. Give your life to Jesus. Friends that are listening, please. Time is running out. Escape from tribulation. Escape from what is coming. For God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that is, his name is Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Jesus Christ will not perish, but have eternal life. So when you died, if you have believed that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is the Son of God, hallelujah, and he is our Savior and our God, you believe that and you confess that and you believe that and you believe that in your heart, you will have eternal life. You will not go to hell. If you have thoughts about it, ask Jesus, ask the Lord. Lord Jesus, show me, my Lord. Show me, hallelujah. Ask the Lord to show that to you, friends that are listening. And say, Lord, show me, my Lord, that you are the Son of God. God have done it. He have done it through so many people because they have asked him. And that's okay. Hey, if God wants to do that, who am I to question? He can do whatever he pleasures because they are his children. You are his child. And he can do whatever he pleases. I'm just a messenger. I'm just letting you know, hallelujah, what God, hallelujah, wants us to do to make it to the kingdom of heaven. God is only using me to warn you, to tell you, to spread the gospel, to tell the people, hallelujah, about the great news of the gospel. Praise your name, Yeshua, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then the word of God tells us right here, and Jesus said to him, Mark 9:23, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. There you go. All things are possible for the one who believes. See, my brothers, it's all in the heart. It all starts from the heart and the mind. Why do you think that Satan attacks your mind and your heart? Because that's the place where everything goes, with your thinking and with your believing. Once he finds out that you're not believing really the word of God, he can get in there, he can get through your mind. And he can make your life difficult, which have happened to some Christians. You may say, may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan. But then he's putting that doubt in your heart or your mind that is not really working. and then he sends more demons to attack you, and then you already have had a little bit of a darkness. And you say, wait a minute, it's not working. Then you say, the blood of Jesus all over you. Or the blood of Jesus has power, the blood of Jesus, and then you're not seeing. You're not seeing it really, that is really happening with some Christians, that have happened. I have heard some stories. And then that's how he gets God's people. But look, nothing is happening. But if you tell them the blood of Jesus has power and the blood of Jesus all over you, demon, and you know that word has power, those demons are going to tremble. They're going to shake, and they're going to leave you. Once they know that you believe that the word of God is true and it has power, they will not want nothing to do with you. I'm telling you, that's the truth. They will not want to mess with you, okay? Because you know that the word of God has power, that is writing, and whatever is writing, that's what it is. And when you say it, you know that there is power in the word of God. They will not want nothing to do with you. They're going to leave. They're going to leave you alone, and they're going to find someone else that is weak. That's how it is. Yeah, I'm telling you from my own experience, when it happened to me many years ago, fear comes, doubtness comes. And that's Satan tricks. Those are Satan tricks. That's how he gets the people of God. Through fear, through doubting, he plays those two roles. Fear and doubting. Fear and doubting. And he makes sure that your faith gets weakened through doubting. He makes sure that you lose that hope and that power, and that you believe that the word of God has no power. He makes sure that he plays fear and doubt. He plays with doubting so you will not believe that word. Oh, no, you might say, but wait a minute. I love God, and I believe the word of God. I believe it, and I read the word of God, and I know that the word of God has power. One thing is saying that, and another thing is putting those words and those thinking to action. And God can test you. He tests me through my dreams. They were playing with my mind. Oh, no, there's not such a much power with the blood of Jesus. And they were tricking my mind. Okay? Then when I heard, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me through my ears, an audible voice saying, the blood of Jesus all over you, demon. Sometimes the Holy Spirit injects you, that faith. It gives you that faith. And the Holy Spirit, it becomes our helper. It gives you that, boom, that power for a little bit. And then you say, the blood of Jesus all over your demon. And you see immediately the blood of Jesus all over that demon. And that demon explodes, disintegrates. Right there, your faith got stronger because you're seeing it. Because you're seeing it. Faith works without seeing it. That's why we're not seeing them. That's why we don't see. You know, I'm here. You are there. You're not seeing them. Faith works with you not seeing. Not seeing anything. for some people has been given the open sight. The Holy Spirit have given people a gift. But some people don't have it, and some do have it. Okay? I have seen it through my dreams, so. But some people can see it actually right now, live. They can see it. And that's what is called the open sight. But some is not giving it. And so for us that it wasn't giving up, we can ask, and the Holy Spirit can give it to us. Hallelujah. But we gotta be, we have to be careful what we ask, and we be sure what we ask too. Because remember that when we ask something, the Lord gives it to us. Amen. So that's why I always ask the Lord, let your will be done in my life, my Lord. My Lord, if you think that I should have that gift, my Lord, please, Lord, then give it to me. Not according to my will, but your will, my Lord. And it would be perfect. It would be perfect because then God will give it to you. God, if God is going to give you something, he will give it to you according to his will, not according to your will. Because everything according to our will, my brothers and sisters, does not work. Or it doesn't turn out okay, if I can say it that way. It will not turn out okay. But according to God's will, it's perfect. It's perfect. You know, God is going to be pleased. You're going to be happy. And so that's how it works. So when the enemy finds out that what you said, you believed it, they know already that you already believed it, and that's when they run. Okay? Because they already know that you have believed it, that God is powerful, that there's power in the blood of Jesus. And that's how faith works, and that's what God wants us to have on these days. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good, God is good, God is great. God is awesome, and that's how it is, my brothers and sisters, without doubting. So do not let the enemy put some thoughts, some negative or some doubting in your mind. And whatever you're doing, it could be in a dream or it could be, you know, in your house, on your daily basis, whatever you're doing in your work, in anything, it will come. The Lord will test you. It will come because God tests all of us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, says the word of God, he's holy, hallelujah, word of God, the Holy Bible, Mark 9:23. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. All things, we're talking about everything here, for one who believes. Can you imagine that? This is powerful. This is powerful. All things are possible for one who believes. Believe. Say, Jesus, put in my heart believing, Lord, that all things are possible. Believing, Lord. Believing. I want that in my heart, my Lord, and I want that in my mind. I want that in my mind, my Lord. I want you to have control of my mind, not Satan, but I want you to have control of my mind, Jesus. I give you whole permission and authority, Jesus Christ. Tell him that you will dominate my mind, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit only. In my heart, I need you to govern my heart and my mind, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And I reject Satan from my mind. Tell him, I reject you, Satan, from my mom, from my mind, and I reject you, Satan, from my heart. Because in the mind, in the mighty name of Jesus, and in the mind and in the heart is where things work. That's where everything goes. The heart cannot function without the mind. The mind cannot function without the heart. They're two really very, very two organs, my brothers and sisters, that are very powerful. And those are the two
the two organs that Satan plays around with you, with all of us. So we cannot let that happen. Anytime you have some doubting, it doesn't come from God. Doubting comes from the enemy. So you block him immediately. You say all things are possible for God. All things are possible with God. And all things are possible for one who believes. And I believe. And I believe, tell him. I believe. I believe in his word. And I believe that Jesus, hallelujah, is my. I believe, hallelujah, that Jesus, hallelujah, is the Son of God. And I believe, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit is with me. And I believe how powerful the Holy Spirit is. And I believe how powerful Jesus is. And I believe how, hallelujah, how mighty the blood of Jesus is. And I believe that God is holy. And I believe that God, hallelujah, God, oh my God, is my God. And I believe in the word of God. And I believe that the word of God is truthful. I believe that whatever is reading in the word of God is 100% true. Confess it. Through confessing comes believing. And then it stays in your heart and it stays in your mind. Practice that and practice that every day until you make your heart and your brain believe it. That's the accomplish. That is the goal. For your mind and your heart to believe it. Once you believe that Satan will not want nothing to do with you, demons will not want nothing to do with you, once you believe that the whole word of God is 100% true and accurate, once you believe that how powerful God is, once you believe how powerful the Holy Spirit is, once you believe how powerful the Holy Ghost is, and once you believe how powerful Jesus and the blood of Jesus is, Satan will not want nothing to do with you. Nothing. He would just flee from you and all his demons too. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. That's our God. God is mighty. He's our king. He's mighty. He's powerful. We're not serving, hallelujah, a small God as the enemy have. You know how Christians have? They got God little and they got Satan big. That's the view of them, some of them. And you know how they have it like that? Through the testing. Oh, you know, I just can't do this. Oh, I don't think I'll be able to do this. No, yeah, you think it's going to work? I have prayed for this person, you know, to be delivered, but I don't see it. Through your actions. It's true. It's also what is in your heart. If you believe that, you will never go to the next level. Because you have placed God little and you have placed Satan big. Once you place in your heart and your mind how big God Almighty is and how little Satan is, that's when things are going to change big time in your life. And that's how you're going to see miracles. That's how you are going to see the answers, the prayers, the answer of prayers coming to you, that you're going to go, whoa, 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 whoa. I just prayed for this. Whoa, whoa. I just, oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. And it's just happening. And I just prayed for this yesterday, and I'm already having an answer. Because you got God big. You got God big in your life. And you believe in his word that is big and powerful. You believe in him that he is powerful and he's big. And you believe in his blood that it is mighty and it's big. And you have Satan this little, like a little ant. Hello, church. Hallelujah. 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 That's how it is. Also, through your suffering, through your trials, through your testing, is how you're gonna put God. It's either you're gonna have God big and the enemy small through the testing, through your trials, through the suffering, or is it gonna be the opposite? And I pray to God that we all put God big. because he deserves it. That's why God gets sad. You know, it depends where you have God. Where is God? How is God in your life? Where do you put God in your life? How powerful it is in your heart, and you're believing that how marvelous and powerful God is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God tests us. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. But that's why we should not lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we have to acknowledge him. And we got to pray that he will keep our path straight. So let me tell you that. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. So don't be surprised when the trial comes, when the testing comes, and have faith. Have faith. Through trials is faith. Faith has to persevere. Faith has to be strong. And if you don't have it, ask God. And he will give you that. He will give you that, the trial through testing. And that's going to make you stronger. And it's going to make you endure. It's going to make you learn. It's going to make you see. And it's going to, you know why we go to trials and testing? Because God wants us to be strong through our faith, hallelujah, through our obedience, through our patience. And also he wants us, the most important of all is that he wants us to see. He wants us to show us. He wants to show us how big he is, how mighty he is, and how little Satan is. That's why we go to trials and through testing. It's for our own good. So we can become, we can get better in the spiritual life. So we can become stronger and we can believe. We can believe that God is the God of the impossibles. That everything is possible with God. That's what he wants to show us. Because he's perfect. And he wants to show us that. Hallelujah. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of his present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose, according to his purpose, you see? According to his will, according to his purpose. According to his purpose in everything. It has to be his purpose. It's very important to pray and ask God always that, let your will be done in my life. Not my will, but your will, God. And I pray that your purpose, my Lord, will be accomplished in my life. Not my purpose, but your purpose. Psalms 34:17-18. When the righteous cry for help, hallelujah. When the righteous cry for help, the church, his children, the bride of God. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears, listen very well, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Every time we go through trials or through testing, through tribulation, God hears and he will deliver us. And that is, hallelujah, this is the promise. This is what we need to be kept in our mind. and always remember that God will deliver us from our troubles. Whatever situation you're going through, whatever problem you're going through, whatever trial or testing you're going through, God has heard your prayers, and He will deliver you. And you know why I'm saying this? Because I'm believing what the Word of God is telling me right now. See, that's the thing. See how this works? You believe what the Word of God is telling you. And by believing, you will receive your answer and your miracle. It's through believing, Okay? When the righteous cry for help, that's you, the Lord hears and delivers, okay? So God hears, and He comes and delivers, and He delivers you from your troubles. And where does it say that? In Psalms 34, 17, 18. Is that true? Of course, because it is written in the Word of God. And because it is written in the Word of God, it's powerful. And because it is written in the Word of God, it will happen. So the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. You have a brokenhearted, whatever the situation has been in your life, what you have been through, what you're going through. Could be your boyfriend, could be your husband that have left you, or your wife, or your girlfriend that have left you. God hears your prayers, and He will deliver you from your troubles and also from your pain. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Only God knows what you are going through. He knows your problems. He knows what you're going through. And He is our counselor. He is our hope. He is our Savior. He is kind. He's merciful. And He loves you. And He will deliver you. Hallelujah. And that's the God we serve. So we have to believe, my brothers and sisters. Believe what the Word of God tells you. Believe it. Satan will flee from you. When you put that in your heart, and you believe that in your heart, and you believe it in your heart, and you confess it, so you confess and come, it comes believing even more in your heart, and then you stick that into your brain, it will become so powerful, because then Satan and his demons will know how big you could God. They will not want to be near you. They don't even want to come, you know, and torment you with your mind. They can't, because how? If you got that close, if you got that block for them, they can't come. Unless if you open a door. But they already know that you have placed God in a big place, because you know that God is almighty and you believe in Him and you believe in His word. So they will not want nothing to do with you. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Submit yourself. Okay? We have to submit. That's another thing that God wants us to do, my brothers and sisters. He wants us to submit to Him. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4, 7. It's very important. God can use anyone for you to submit to Jesus. He can touch this person for this person. This person can give you an example. God wants you to, let's say, to pray. God wants you to fast. God wants you you know, or God gave me a dream that he would like you to do this and this and that. Or if you're leaving, you know, let's say your husband, let's say your wife, let's say your kids, they come up with anything for you to do that you don't like. And maybe God is using that person, okay, for you to obey, for you to do what he has placed on that person's heart. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Everything that God wants you to do is always a good thing. You could say no. You could reject it, or you can say yes. And you will never find out that that ever came from God. That's why we got to be careful. We have to focus. That's another thing. We got to focus. Because we don't know God, who God will use. Who will God use to send you in your life so then he can meet his purpose, so he can test you or test your faith or test your submission towards him or your obedience towards him. God can use anyone to make his purpose. And it depends if you either do it or if you will fail, or if you will make it or if you will not make it. That's why pray to God and say, Lord, whoever you send me in my life to meet my purpose and to meet your purpose and your will, my Lord, in my life. That could be, you know, through the work that it could be through a friend, it could be through my husband, it could be through my son or my daughter. You can use anyone, my Lord, to make your purpose and your will in my life. Help me stay focused. So when that time comes, I will focus and I will do it, my Lord. Amen. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. You have to submit to God. And then by you accomplish this, you're resisting Satan, and he will flee from you. That's why it's very important to know, to discern. It's very important to discern when God is speaking to you, when God is using someone, when God is giving you a dream. It's very important. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the gift of discernment. Now in these times, we need, hallelujah, to know who is, hallelujah, if it's who is actually, you know, telling the truth. Amen. So it is important to have the gift of discernment, so you will know when God is talking to you, or when it's God, or was either God or the enemy. Very important. And how do we get that? Submitting to God. Humble yourself to Jesus. Humble yourself to God and submit yourself to God, and Satan will flee. He will flee from you. Indeed, all who desire to lead a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. 2 Timothy 3:12. This we all know. We're going to be persecuted. Whoever leads a godly life, all of us that were following Jesus, all of us that were preaching the word of God, all of us who were warning people that, you know, warning people and telling people that about, you know, talking to people about sin, we're going to be persecuted. It is in the Word of God. So we have to go through that. And that's okay. We should not get sad or depressed when this happens, because we have to continue. We have to persevere. We have to endure. So do not be, do not fear what you are about to suffer, says the Word of God in Revelation 2:10. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you in prison, that you may be tested. And for 10 days, you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death. I will give you the crown of life. For those, all of us that we have gone through testing, through trials, or persecution in the future that we don't know, you know, what is going to bring, what is it going to bring to us, what is it going to happen, we have to persevere. We have to be loyal to God. Hallelujah. For whatever it is coming, whatever is about to come, excuse me, where it's something, you know, for some Christians that are going to be left behind, that they're going to be in the tribulation. Oh boy, that's going to be, that testing is not going to be fun for the trial. But be faithful unto death. Be faithful unto death. For those that are going to be left behind, it's just the only option that they got is to be faithful until death. And then God will give you the crown of life. And don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Hallelujah. Don't lose. So 2 Corinthians 4:16. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. So we should be rejoicing and be glad. For your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets, so we're before you. So if you're being persecuted, if you have been persecuted, you were persecuted, and you're going to be persecuted, rejoice. Says the Word of God in Matthew 5:12, because your reward is great in heaven. Your reward is great in heaven. For those that are going to be left behind, those that are going to be in tribulation, may God have mercy. But unfortunately, some Christians are going to be left behind. Rejoice in the tribulation, because that reward is going to be great for them in heaven. God doesn't want that. He doesn't want nobody to be perished. He doesn't want people to be left behind. But unfortunately, that's going to be the case. As we all know, brothers and sisters, that some Christians, many Christians, not some, but many Christians, are going to be left behind. And sad, it's sad. We don't want that to happen. Just be loyal. Be loyal until death. That's the only option. That's the only choice for those that are going to be left behind. But you don't want to be left behind. Turn things around. Just start obeying God. Start submitting to God. Just start trusting God. Just stop sinning. Hallelujah. And just start doing everything that God gets pleased. And if you don't have it in you, ask God. Say, Lord, help me. Help me with this one. I sometimes, you know, to be honest with him and say, Lord, I can't do it. Please help me. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. Romans 5:3-4, for then we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. That's now, right now, that a lot of us are going through, okay, and also for those that have been through through trials and tests, and also for those that are going to be left behind. It's going to produce hope, because the hope that they're going to have at that moment is that they are going to go to heaven. But unfortunately, in the tribulation, that's just going to be only through death. God doesn't want us. He doesn't want nobody to be left behind. So we just have to, we got to thank our brothers and sisters that pray to God. We got to pray to God and ask God to help us. And pray to God to help us to stay ready for the rapture. And pray to God to change, hallelujah, to give us a new, hallelujah, a new, to put a new spirit within us, as David prayed, and change our heart, purify our heart, and say, Lord, you know my heart, you know my mind, you know my soul, you know my spirit, you know everything within me. Please, my Lord, I pray that you will help me and that you will change me, because I don't want to be left behind. I want to make it, my Lord, in the rapture with you. Please help me so. Help me, my Lord. And whatever I'm failing, I'm going to make it right. And I am going to do it with your help. And just let the Lord know to help you in whatever area you're weak. Hallelujah. Patience. So patience and endurance. Patience and endurance. Okay, we got to be patient until the Lord comes. Love is patient in time. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Let's not be anxious about anything. Okay, my brothers and sisters, we have to be always thanking the Lord. We should not be greedy about anything. We should always be thanking the Lord for whatever the Lord gives us. Whatever he's going to give us, whatever he has given us, we always should be thankful for whatever the Lord gives us. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience, as the word of God in Romans 8:25. You see? So, but if we hope, we're hoping, we're waiting for the Lord's return. We're waiting for him to meet him in the air. Okay? But if we hope for what we do not see, see, we're not seeing him right now, but we're going to see him in the air. And we wait for it with patience. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we wait for it with patience, my brothers and sisters. Say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will give me patience until the day of the rapture, until the second of the rapture. Give me patience, because I know that some people don't have the patience. They just want to go. I'm one of them. I got to pray to God. I got to ask Jesus to give me patience. And since I pray, you know, for him to give me patience, I be patient. Because only God can give you. Everything works like this. You ask God, and God will give it to you. Yeah, because otherwise we're going to be desperate. We're going to be like, oh, my goodness, when is he going to come? I just want to get out of here. I just want to go with him. But we have to be patient, because only the Lord knows. Only Father God knows, hallelujah, when is he, hallelujah, going to send his son. And the Lord knows, hallelujah, what is happening right now on earth. He sees what is happening right now on earth. And he's perfect in everything. And he wants no one to perish, but all of us, everyone to have salvation through him. Only God knows. So that's why we need to ask Jesus to give us we need to ask the Lord to give us more of his patience. Amen. Ephesians 4:2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. So we should be encouraging one another in humility and be gentle, you know, with your family around you, and just be patient and bearing one another in love for waiting for God's return. Hallelujah. And let's not be anxious about anything, okay? Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospered in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger, Psalms 37:7-9. And forsakes wrath, fret not yourself. intends only to evil. For the evil door shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. You see, so that's why it is important to pray for patience, because patience, hallelujah, brings humility. Patience brings endurance. Patience also is going to help us to inherit the land. It's very important, and not to be anxious about anything. We got problems with our temper. Proverbs 15:18, a hot tempered man stirs up a strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. You have a temper? Lord Jesus, help me out. Lord, help me with my temper. And he will. When you start, you know, if you are fighting, when it comes to the point that you're having a conflict with whoever, okay, and you have a strong personality, and you ask the Lord, hallelujah, to help you with that temper, okay, to slow you to anger, it will happen. You will have a self-control. You will be able to self-control that temper, because you know why? The Holy Spirit is going to help you. You're going to have self-control, because God is going to help you at that moment. That all works through prayers. Don't go explosiveness and start heating, you know, anything. Just ask God at that moment, Lord, help me, help me, help me, Jesus, help me, Lord. And then, you know, it's going to come to the time. Yeah, it happens. It happens to everyone here in the planet Earth that somehow you get angry for anything. But it's okay. It's okay to be upset about something, but it's not okay to start hitting a person. Never. You don't hit nobody. No. If you do that, you got to ask, you need to fast. You got to ask God to deliver you, because you're not supposed to hit people. And if that is affecting you in your life, that can actually will make you stay in the tribulation too. That cannot take you in the rapture if you have problems like that. So you need to have self-control of your temper. And with that requires prayer and fasting so God can deliver you. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Okay, I think I read that one before. Be not quick in your spirit to become angry. Ecclesiastes 7:9. For angry lurches in the bosom or bosom of fools. You see how God is calling someone that always, you know, that doesn't have self-control of his anger or is always angry, is a bosom of fools. So if you're weak in that area, ask God to help you. And you'll see that you're going to have self-control, because God is the one who helps you in that area. Okay? Through prayer, through fasting, and you'll see. It's going to get better, because God, when God does something, he does his job 100% well. Better is the end of the things than is the beginning. And the patience and spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Very, very good to have patience. Amen. So that's what God wants us, my brothers and sisters, to have is patience, again, endurance, faith. Because we're going to need all of this for the days to come. Do not be left behind. Do not be left behind. Here comes some biblical verses about left behind. Matthew 24:40. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and one left. One will be taken. The other one is going to be left. That's going to be painful. My brothers and sisters, friends that are listening, when that trumpet sounds, that's it. we're done. We meet the Lord in the air, and we're done. And it's going to happen very fast. So fast. Go ahead and close your eyes. Close and open your eyes. That's how fast it's going to be. What God tells us, like a blinking of an eye. Close and open your eye. That's how fast it's going to be. We'll be done. I don't know if that's going to be less than a second, but it's going to be really fast. Then we who are alive, that's us, who are left, will be caught up and together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. For friends that have never heard or hear about the rapture, that's what it means. It means that we're going to be raptured. We're going to be cut off together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. It's 1 Thessalonians 4:17. That's how we, hallelujah, Christians, evangelicals, we talk about this. This is, I'm saying this with people that are just came into the Lord's right now into the radio right now that are listening right now in the air. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to come for his church. He's going to come for his bride. He's going to come for his children to take us with him so we can be. He's going to take us. We're going to escape from tribulation. We're going to escape for the things that are, for the bad things that are going to happen after the rapture. That is going to be chaos on earth, that the Bible calls it tribulation. I please advise you that you please read the Word of God, because I can be telling you all these things, but you are not going to understand. And the one who is going to help you interpret it, all these things, it would be the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to you by you believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you give your life to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in you, and he will be your helper. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is always has been helping us. And praise God and praise Father God and Jesus that he always helps us when we need help. Also, when we don't understand the word of God, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit help us. Please run and escape from tribulation and get right with God. Hallelujah, because the hour is getting near every single day. 1 Thessalonians 4:17, the word of God tells us, then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds. With them is all of us, Christ, all of us, the bride of Christ. All of God's children will be caught up in the air, in the clouds, hallelujah, to be the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we will always be with the Lord for eternity. He's going to take us home. He's going to take us, hallelujah, to the kingdom of heaven. Please believe. By concerning that date and the hour, the word God tells us that no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father only. Only Father God knows the date and the hour. Hallelujah. And praise your name, Father God. Praise be the name of the Lord. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven, says the word of God in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, with a cry of command, okay, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And this is how we believe in the rapture. This is how, hallelujah, based on these biblical verses that I'm reading to you, is how we believe, hallelujah, that the rapture is going to happen, because it is written in the Word of God. And anything that is written in the Word of God is true. Everything that is written in the Word of God is powerful. and it will come to pass, because God is not a man to lie. Amen. God is God, and God is a justice and a truthful and a loyal God. And whatever he wrote, that's, it will happen. It will come to pass. Many of the, a lot in the word of God have already come to pass, as we all know. It is important to read the word of God. Very, very, very important. And then it says in 2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Everything will be exposed. Every evil will be exposed. And the people are going to realize, they're going to see the truth, because God is going to expose evil. It will come to that day. It will happen. It is written, and it will happen. For God so loved, that's why God gave, sent his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Friends that are listening, he sent Jesus. And whoever believes in Jesus Christ will not perish, but will have eternal life. Father God, forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. Friends that are listening, time is short. You don't want to be playing games anymore. Stop mocking God. Read the word of God. Believe it. Either you're ready or not, he'll come and he'll take those that are ready. It's time to stay right with God. Father God, in Jesus' name's sake, I forgive me for my sins. I repent. Write my name in the book of life. Have mercy of me. Write my name in the book of life. I want to escape. And please show me, my Lord, what this woman is saying that is true. Ask the Lord. Reveal that to me, my Lord. I want to be right with God. I want to be right with you. And I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So you know why it's important for you to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Because you want the Holy Spirit in your life. Now, once the Holy Spirit is in your life, you're going to start knowing. He's going to reveal the truth to you. Read the Word of God, please. I urge you to read the Word of God and escape from what is about to happen, because it's going to get ugly. It's going to be ugly, and it's just not going to get any better. You think it's going to get any better? No. This world is just going more deep into more sin, into more problems. We have seen it. We already have seen it. That even earth is crying out. A lot of things are already happening, you know, with the weather, with many things. People are calling evil good, and good they're calling good evil. That's what's happening right now, and it's everywhere. It's time to get right with God. And then the word of God says on Matthew 24:27, for as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. That's how fast it's going to be. You don't want to be here when Jesus comes and take his people, because it's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos. Read Tribulation, the whole book of Tribulation. Don't believe me. Read what the Word of God tells you. Go ahead and read the book of Tribulation. Just start opening the Word of God and read it from the beginning till the end. Galatians 3:26, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. See, we're all children of God, but the enemy came and took that seed, took that fruit, and switched it around. Through all this nonsense and garbage everywhere in the whole earth, with all the schools that they have placed on these schools, and now they're not teaching. They're not teaching our children the love of God. They're not. What they're bringing is evolution. What they're bringing is science. What they're bringing is a lot of nonsense. What they're bringing is politics, because it is convenient for them, because the new world order is coming. It's convenient for them. they want to set, and they're already set in this world for the Antichrist. It's already being set. It's happening. We're seeing it, and we're seeing it every single day. It's time to get out of here. And God is waiting. He still has the door open. We're still here on earth. And because we're still here, hallelujah, we need to preach the gospel. We still need to talk about Jesus. We still need to spread the word of God. We still got homework. We still got work to do until he calls us home. Because that's our God. God is a merciful God. He doesn't want you to be perished. He doesn't want you to be lost. He doesn't want you to be left behind in tribulation. He wants us all to make it. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Galatians 3:26. So let's get right with God. Friends, please give your life to Jesus. Please give your life to Jesus. Run to the Lord. It's time. Hallelujah. 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 He's the fountain of life. He's the life. He's the one who wants to save you. He wants to save you. He doesn't want you to perish. He wants to save you. Okay? So do not fear, for I am with you, says the word of God in Isaiah 41:10. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Don't be afraid of everything that is happening right now. God is with you. He's with us. He's taking care of us. He's protecting us. Just obey him. Be right with him, and he'll be on your side. But those who hope in the Lord, says the word of God, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. And I can do all this to him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. And he gives us the strength to the weary. And he increases the power of us when we get weak, my brothers and sisters. And that is why for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, says the word of God in 2 Corinthians 12:10. And in sorrows, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Whatever you're going through, difficult times, persecution, hardships, insults, you're weak, then you're strong. God is purifying you. Hallelujah. God is refining you like gold. God is changing you. God is making you strong. And God is giving you endurance. Hallelujah. And God is giving you patience. And God is giving you what it needs to take for you to change, for you to get right with him, for you to start pleasing him. Because he's doing it for your own favor. He's doing it for your own good. So then you can make it. So then you can make it in the rapture. So you can make it to heaven. It's all for our own good. It hurts. Yes. It's painful. Yes. It's difficult. Yes. But that's okay. Hey, nothing that is easy is good. Everything that you earn it through tough times is worth it. And your reward is great in heaven. Your reward will be big in heaven. You'll have Jesus for eternity. And that's what it takes. And whatever it takes, so be it. because God is worth it, and it's worth it to be with him for eternity, right? I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Hallelujah. Look at the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. First Chronicles 16:11. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courage. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. But I will sing of your strength in the morning, and I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. In times of troubles, God is, hallelujah, your strength. In times of trouble, God is your refuge. And God gives you peace. Our sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you, my God. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the mighty power, in his mighty power. Hallelujah. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him, because it's worthy to be praised, and he is always protecting us. Hallelujah. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Boy, that is so true. Hebrews 4:12. Hello. That have happened to me. That happened to all of us, my brothers and sisters. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. The discipline of the Lord is best. It hurts so much, but you know what? It's worth it. Because we need it. He's refining us. He's making us ready for whatever it is. He knows better. He knows. God knows the past, the present, the future. He knows. He created you. He knows. You ask. You did receive it. You were asking. God, change me, Lord. God, Lord, purify my heart. Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me faith. I pray for faith. You pray for it. That's okay. Now I'm going to be strong and take it, because he's doing it for our own good. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory, Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20-21. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. That's our God. That's our King. He's a mighty God. He's a splendor. He's ours, and we are his. Hallelujah. And he should be exalted here in heaven and everywhere, because he's God Almighty. The other day, I think it was 2 days ago, actually, I was watching with my son the universe. My goodness, what a beauty. What a beauty. It's a breathtaking thing, the universe. Seeing everything that God created is unbelievable. And then your mind cannot even comprehend the galaxies, so many planets. My goodness, the sun. And then he was showing me, earth, and then he was showing me the moon, and then after the moon and the earth, and it continues many other ones and other ones and other ones. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm like, oh my goodness. And then, you know, we got our sun, and then the galaxy, and then another galaxy, and then another sun, and another one. And oh my goodness, I'm thinking, whoa, this is beyond. Whew. So much, and that's the beauty of God. That's how powerful God is. My goodness, God is big. God is big. And we get so here, so afraid of things that God, you know, oh my goodness, that I can't do this. It is impossible. God is the God of the impossible. Everything is possible for him. And when I was seeing that, I'm thinking how big God is, how marvelous, how great and how big he is. My goodness. My brothers and sisters, there were how many millions? Isaac is here. There was a sun, and then there was another planet and another sun. And how many millions of light was it? Light years. There were like 124, some of them. And millions of what? And light. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I'm like, wow. I had to stop watching. I'm thinking this is way too much. God is big. And some Christians have God so small, it bothers me. He's the creator of the universe. He's the creator of everything. And we look so little. We look like, you know, when they're zooming out of Earth, we're seeing ourselves like little ants. We need to start giving him his praise. Exalting him, exalting his name, because we have a big God. We have a mighty God. We have a powerful God, my brothers and sisters. And I don't even know why some Christians are afraid of Satan and demons. Please, please, please put God first in your life. And also appreciate and visualize and think and see how marvelous and how big our God is. We gotta pray for him also to strengthen our soul. Jesus replied, Matthew 21:21. Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Mark 10:52. Matthew 17:20, he replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So faith that will strengthen your soul. Faith, it will strengthen your soul. Faith is everything, my brothers and sisters. Faith is everything. And that's the message tonight. Persevere. To have faith, to endure, to be patient, to praise God, hallelujah, to have God and praise Him in your heart and believe in Him that He is big, is a mighty King, and the God is big, that He's not little, but He is big. Hebrews 10:36, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. Perseverance, perseverance. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. And so we're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to pray for all of us so God can help us and through endurance, through patience, through faith, and to place Him in our hearts, in our mind, not the enemy, but Him. Hallelujah. So we shall exalt Him. We shall put Him in our first place in our life, in our heart, in our mind. And he needs to be worthy and exalted. And we need to know who is He and how big is our God, how mighty and how big He is. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that You will put in our heart, my Lord, and show us, and hallelujah, and to for us to believe in our heart and our mind. How big are You? How marvelous, how mighty You are in our lives and in everything, Lord, and our daily basics to put You first, my God, and to appreciate everything that You do, and to exalt You because You're worthy to be exalted, and to worship You because You're worthy to be worshiped. Help us to, hallelujah, help us, Jesus, so we can see You like that, and everything works through faith, my Lord, because we can't see You, but we know who You are. We know because the Word of God tells us the marvelous, the beauty, and the mighty, and how powerful You are. The Word of God tells us, and because the Word of God tells us, we believe it, because it is in Your Word, and Your Word is truthful and justice. You're not a man that lies. You're not a man, Lord Jesus. You, hallelujah, Father God, You are God Almighty. You're not a man that will lie. You are God. You are our King. Hallelujah. You are a mighty warrior. You are mighty. And help us to see that. Help us to believe that more than to see that. Help us to believe that, because once that is in our heart, Lord Jesus, and once that is in our mind, Satan cannot do anything about it. Lord, I pray that You will help us to believe that and to help us, hallelujah, to continue to be patient when you're coming, to endure through events or the tests or the trials that we're going to go through. You help us to endure and empower our faith, Lord. And help us, Lord Jesus, to have also hope in you. We pray for hope, for endurance, for patience. Hallelujah. Pray for faith. We pray that we will make it in the rapture. We pray to be ready for the rapture. We pray for family to be ready. We pray for all of us to be ready. We pray, Lord Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name we pray this. Help us so, and help us to make it. We pray that we will focus, and that we will focus, so we will not, we pray for focus, so we will not miss your voice and your command and your obedience to whoever you pleases, Lord, that you are going to put whoever through, hallelujah, to make us, Lord Jesus, obey you, to humble ourselves or whatever it is. Have your will, put your will, I pray for your will to be done in my life. Not my will, but your will, Lord Jesus. I pray for your will to be done in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray, Father God, also help us, deliver us from temptation. And help us to stay away from sin. Help us to stay away from you. Help us, Lord Jesus, to focus in you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will give us discernment. Holy Spirit, give us discernment, the gift of discernment. So then we will know when God is talking to us, and we will know when the enemy is talking. We don't want nothing to do with the enemy. We reject Satan and his demons in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan and demons. Lord, I just pray that you, hallelujah, will be always in my life in the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. And whenever Satan wants to talk to my mind and my heart, Lord, I pray that he will be blocked, that he will be away from my life and my family and my kids and all of us, all my loved ones and my friends in Jesus' name. But give us the, hallelujah, the gift of discernment so we will know when you are talking or when the enemy is talking, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will give this to your people, to all of us, my Lord. In Jesus' name. Bless everyone who's here in the Lord's hour, whoever, everyone who's listening in the Lord's hour, through phones, through their computer, whatever device it is. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless your people. It's your people. And just a messenger that you use me, Lord Jesus, for your will to be done in all of us' lives, Lord Jesus. And I thank you so much, my Lord. I thank you and appreciate everything that you do and that you have done for every single one of us. Continue to protect us. Continue to take care of us. I pray that you will send angels, your mighty angels, from your holy throne or from the heavenly armies, Lord Jesus, to be with us, to back us up. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will send us inside of our house and outside of our house. And I thank you, Father God, because I know that you already have done it. I thank you so much. Father God, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you so much for helping me. Thank you so much for being here, because I know that you are. And I pray for my brothers and sisters to stay right with God. I pray for them to stay in the right path, to follow Jesus, to stay focused on Jesus. And the King is coming back, so keep looking up. Keep looking up. Hallelujah. The King is coming back. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, may God bless you. May God bless you. May God shine his face upon you and protect you, take care of you and your families. May God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you.